only make me strong. I've learned to trust in God through it all. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word.
Sing that second verse.
I've been a lot of places and I've seen a lot of faces. There have been times I felt so all alone. Oh, but in my lonely hours, those precious lonely hours, my Jesus, He let me know I was His own. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word.
I'm sure thankful we have that we can depend on tonight. We've got several prayer requests. We'll take these. I was going to ask Brother Amos if he doesn't mind to come pray over these. First request is pray for Sister Ruth Balish. She has terminal liver cancer, so let's remember that. Brother Jake Brown is in the hospital running a real high constant fever, vomiting and a lot of pain. The doctors have no idea what's wrong. They continue to run tests. We know our God is able. God bless. That's from Nathan and Katie Brown, so let's remember that. Veda Hall, my mother is not wanting to eat. Thanking the Lord her discomfort, asking the Lord that her discomfort could stop so she'd be able to eat again. Also, my sister Carol fell down her basement steps. Nothing broke, just stitches in her head there. Brother Daniel Barclay turns that in, so let's remember his loved ones there. Sister Jackie and Brother Frank Williams, both sick tonight. Let's remember them. Also, the Aaron family are all sick and unable to be in church. For also a prayer request for Margaret Carper from Ohio. She's in the hospital with double pneumonia. And then there's a request Brother Randy Scott had turned in. It was a cousin of Brother Randy's that lived in New Mexico. He, 72 years old, got out, I guess has some dementia, got out and got lost and ended up finding him. He was dead by a stream there close by. So they're just really asking prayers for that family, going through a very hard time, I'm sure. Pray for Brother Gene Lehman, sick with the virus. Brother Lloyd Vermillion wants to give God praise as he's been told by the doctors that he has no bone cancer, no kidney cancer, and that the lymphoma he has in his jaw is getting smaller. So we thank the Lord with him for that. Thank you, Lord. Also, let's remember Brother Tom Horniak. He's got an abscess tooth. We're requesting prayer tonight. We'll stand, Brother Amos, if you'd come and take these knees to the Lord.
Let's also remember two very special folks that has departed from us and going on to their reward. Let's remember those families that involved and some of you that were very close to those folks. Also, I have a special prayer request tonight. I'd like you to remember with me a sister who's got a great decision to make, really, really big decision, and she really needs the wisdom of God and direction of the Lord to show her what to do. You would remember that request as well. Let's look to the Lord tonight. Heavenly Father, it's a privilege once again to come to this place of worship. Lord, we've heard news this week, Father God, how our government, Lord God, is possibly going to start tightening up on our freedoms. But dear God, we're going to take advantage tonight, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We were not harassed coming here. We have no one out there tracking us, Lord God. But Heavenly Father, we want to just open up to you tonight. We believe that we've come with our hearts and our cups turned up. We've come believing tonight. And we just ask you that you'd help us, Lord, to realize the seriousness of this hour. Your coming is close at hand. Lord, it's not a time for slothfulness. It's not a time to be asleep. It's a time to be awake. Help us, Lord, we pray. Lord, I hold in my hand a number of requests tonight, Lord Jesus. Some that are hospitalized, some that have great needs in their body, some that are fighting this and fighting that. Lord, we know that in this life and in this body, it's a constant warfare. Lord, even those of us, Lord, who feel like we're healthy and strong one day to the next, we don't know. We may be laying in a hospital bed or our head so congested, we can't even breathe. But Lord God, we know that through this life, that we have the answer to the devil's question. We have a divine promise. We can claim that promise, Lord, not when we leave here. We can claim that promise tonight. While we're still living in this body, while we're still tormented by thoughts, we can still rebuke the devil. We can command him to leave us. God, we ask that you take charge of every situation. You know what's laying on my heart, God, tonight. You know what's laying on these people's hearts, what I'm holding in my hand. These requests, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, for your honor and your glory, we join ourselves together as a unified body tonight against the force of darkness. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Lord, we pray you'd be with, I believe it's Brother Andrew, that'll be ministering for us tonight. Help us to pull on that gift, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Be with our pastor out there in Arizona, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amos, you can be seated tonight. Let's start with the chorus.
And I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. Sunshine again. I know the master of the wind.
Let's sing the chorus again.
I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm. Sunshine again. I know the master of the wind.
Let's sing the first verse.
My boat of life sails on a troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend watches over me when the breeze turns into a gale.
Are you thankful for that friend tonight?
I know the master of sometimes I soar like an eagle through the sky. Above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from from the highs. Bring me low, but it'll never bring me down. I know the master of Let's sing that chorus again. I know the master of the wind. Raise your hands if you know him, and he knows you. I know the maker of the rain. He has come my storms, made the sun shine again. I know the master of. Let's sing the chorus again. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of.
If the brothers would like to come and lift the offering tonight. Just a couple announcements to make. As you know, Brother Dan's family member there, Sister Susan Olive, had passed away suddenly on Sunday, February 22nd. There's going to be a memorial service on Sunday, March the 8th at 4 o'clock here at the church. Receiving line will be after the service in the fellowship hall. So that's 4 o'clock on March the 8th right here. And then also, as you know, Sister Gail Clark passed away. And on Monday, March 9th, the next day, there's going to be a service here for Sister Gail Clark. The viewing will be from 5 to 7, and then the service will start at 7 o'clock on Monday night, the 9th. Let's sing Saved by Grace. I think. You sing that first verse.
I was alone in the darkness, could not find my way. Jesus shined the light on me, and then He turned on my light today. Saved by grace, I've been saved by grace. By grace, I've been saved by grace. It's not what I grace. I've been saved by grace. It's not what I deserve, but I'm saved by grace.
F, be multiplied, Daniel. Be multiplied. We'll just keep singing here. We don't have any specials tonight, so everybody be real special. Sing out. We'll sing Be Multiplied.
God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this song
help me sing it.
God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this offering stretch across the sky and these
one more time.
About the Lord Jesus.
Let's stand as Brother Andrew Glover comes to preach for us tonight. Really looking forward to what he'd have to say to us tonight. He always does a really good job. Let's sing tonight, When I Think About the Lord.
When I think about the Lord, how He saved me, how He raised me, how He filled me with the Holy Ghost, how He healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how He picked me up and turned me around, how He placed my feet on solid ground, makes me wanna shout. My feet on
some of our praise, but all of our praise. Everything we are, we owe to Him.
Amen.
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 Our best goes to God tonight.
Amen.
It should never be what we got left over, but it should always be our best.
Amen.
Our best amen.
Amen.
Our best thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Just to be thankful for what He's done for us. Amen.
Amen.
And revealing His message to us in this hour. My, isn't He wonderful?
Amen.
Amen. Let's just bow our hearts together tonight in a word of prayers before we go to the Word. Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so grateful tonight, dear God, that Your Spirit is among us tonight, Lord. Father, we've not come tonight, Lord, to be seen, Father, to be heard, but Lord, we have come, Lord, to worship You, God. And Father, we pray that in this service tonight, God, that something of eternal value would come out of this service tonight, Lord. Father, that it would not be us just gathering, Lord, in vain tonight, Lord, but Father, what You've laid upon our heart today, Lord, as we've looked at it, God, we pray that Your divine revelation would come tonight, Lord, and it would break the words upon my heart down to the people tonight, Lord. And Father, that when we would leave the building tonight, God, we could all rejoice tonight, Lord, that we wouldn't be bound, Lord, we wouldn't be discouraged, Father, but Lord, Your Spirit has passed by our way, O God. We just want to thank You for the mercy and grace that You've extended to our life, Lord, to raise us back up in this hour, oh God. How the devil would love to destroy us and take us down, Father, and put us in a corner somewhere. But Lord, the anointing has come up on us in this hour, Father. It's a rapturing anointing, Father, because it's time to leave this earth. So God, I pray as we look into Your Word, we would see more of who we are tonight, God, that could prepare us for that day, Lord. Bless this church tonight, God, I pray. Have Your way among us in Jesus Christ's name. And the church said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. If you have your Bibles tonight, we'll go straight to the book of Galatians chapter 5. We greet you tonight in the name of the Lord. I just want to say I appreciate Brother Donnie for inviting us to be here again. And I talked to him earlier today, and he told me to be sure and greet the church for him and to tell y'all he missed you. So I definitely want to do that. But just trust the Lord will bless him in the meetings there in Arizona. And amen. Just trust the Lord will bless us here tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. It says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Also, we'd like to read Romans chapter 8, verse 20 before we're seated. Romans chapter 8, verse 20. "For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God." My, do you believe that tonight?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I want to speak tonight by the help of the Lord on a thought. Thank you, brother. On end time pressure. End time pressure. And out of that, I want to pull out maybe by the help of the Lord tonight a thought on Jesus still breaks every fetter. That Jesus still breaks every fetter. Do you believe that tonight?
Amen.
That Jesus Christ still breaks every fetter. And I was reading before I come out, and Brother Branham was preaching and going beyond the camp. He said, "It seems today to be a day of when people are going beyond the camp." He says, "In everything, they're going beyond." He said, "They're going beyond." And he says, "The devil wants to take them beyond." Amen. The devil wants to take them beyond a message. The devil wants to take them beyond a revelation. The devil wants to take them on to knowledge and information and scientific reasoning. And that's what the devil has done in this hour. And it's very obvious that he's pulled many people down by that, because he has been allowed in this hour to release pressure upon the bride. He has been allowed in this hour to push us almost to the point, to the breaking point. But I'm glad to know tonight that even though end time pressure will come, there will still be a bride rise up out of Laodicea that will overcome. Amen. Now I want to say this tonight. Paul here in Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, he was speaking and he's telling him, he's saying, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made thee free." So it wasn't a man that was making them free, but it was actually Christ himself had made them free in that hour. And Paul is trying to remind them, Christ has made you free. Now don't be entangled back in what Christ brought you out of, but stay out of it in the liberty that Jesus Christ has brought you into. And he says, and I was looking at this, that word, "be not entangled again." Do not return again to the bondage of the Jewish rites from which you have been delivered. So he's telling them, God has extended mercy. God has extended grace. He's brought us out of this hour. He's brought us out of confusion. Can you say amen? He's brought us out of darkness in this hour. And whatever we do, don't return back into it. The bride is not, I'll say it like this, not the bride. She's not just under pressure, but I believe that she is under end time pressure. I believe this is the pressure of this age, amen, that has come down upon this bride, that the devil is trying his very best to whip every one of us. Come on, preach somebody. He's trying his best to destroy our testimony. He's trying his best to take us down. He's trying his best to bring us back under bondage. Come on, somebody. What is he doing? It is end time pressure in this hour. Brother Branham says it like this. He said the word for burden is weight or pressure. Saying this in the church age book. He said the pressure of the dark ages was either bend or be broken. My, that sounds like the pressure we're going through now. The devil's saying, I'm going to put them under so much pressure until they quit saying amen in church. Until they quit clapping their hands. Until they quit raising their hands. I'm going to put them under so much pressure till I conquer them. But there ought to be a believer here tonight that says, devil, I want to put you on notice. You will not stop us. The bride is under end time pressure in this hour. He says the pressure was either bend or be broken, bow or die. My, we've come right back to that time, amen, where they're trying to get you to bow to some idolatry. They're trying to get you to bow to some idea. Amen. This bride is not bowing to anybody but Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says like this, he says, it was Inquisition, the power of the empire backing up satanic worship. Be organized or pay with your life, he said. Now this was in the Thyatiran church age. He's talking about this, but then he don't just leave it there, but he actually brings it up to our church age. And he says, each age had its pressures. Can you say amen? Each age had its pressures. He says, for example, a great burden of this last age is the pressure of riches. Amen. Is the pressure of riches, of soft living and nervous tensions. Amen. In a complex age that we seem unfitted to live in. Do you realize that tonight? That you're not fit to live in this age. And this age is not fit for us to be in it. Amen. This age is not fit for a bride to be in. This age is not fit. You know why? The filth of the world and corruption. But God said, I'm going to put you in the darkest age there's ever been. So that when all light's gone, you might still shine a bright shining light of the message of the hour, of the word of Jesus Christ. The pressure of riches. Don't get quiet. The pressure of riches. It's a great pressure in this hour. And many people say, oh, that's nonsense. How could I be under the pressure of riches? I'm not under no pressure of riches, yet we miss church for everything. I'm not under the pressure of riches. We'll put ourselves under so much strain because so-and-so got a better boat. We've got to have a better one. And we'll actually substitute coming to the house of God for the pressure of riches. The pressure of riches. The pressure. Well, so-and-so's got this and so-and-so's got that. Listen, friends, as Brother Branham said, he come out of Oral Roberts' office that day and he stood there and he said, Lord, maybe you can't trust me with all this. And he said, a voice come to him and spoke to him, Brother Amos, and said, but look up. Look up because there is your portion. His portion wasn't in earthly goods. His portion wasn't in what the world could produce. His portion in what the Word of God said He was for this hour. The pressure of riches. The pressure of soft living. Amen. Let the church be a little too warm and people quit church for a week. Let the music be too loud and people quit for a week. Why? Because we've got so comfortable to soft living. We don't want our nest to be stirred up. We don't want our ideas to be crossed. We don't want what we think ought to go. We think everything we think ought to go. Amen. If it don't go my way, then it's the highway. The pressure of soft living. But the bride says, don't change. Don't change the word to fit me. But God changed my life so that the word will fit me. Amen. Change me, Lord, so that I can become the Word. Amen. And nervous tensions. Everybody's nervous. Amen. They're nervous. And they don't know why they're nervous. They're just nervous. Brother Branham said, we're living in a neurotic age. Oh my, he said we're living in an age, he said that people are running down 25 mile per hour zones going 90 miles an hour. Oh, it got quiet there. Amen. What is it? It's an age of pressure. It's an age where the devil is trying his best to push us to our limit. He says, letting off the pressure. There's so much pressure everywhere. Everybody seems to be under pressure. What does it? He says, what's the matter? It's a day of pressure. He said, if Satan can once get you under pressure, he's about got you whipped. Think about that. Blame us if he can just get us under pressure. If he can just one time get us under that pressure, he's about got us whipped. That's right, he said, so much pressure. People are doing things wrong and trying to hide from it. Well, he says the only thing that does is build up more pressure. Amen. They tell one lie and they can't cover that up, so they got to tell another to cover that one up. And then they got to tell one to cover that one up, and before long they've told so many they can't go back to the original one. Why not just get it right the first time? Amen. Why not just say, God, I'm under a stress load. I need some help, God. He says like this, he says people are doing things wrong and trying to hide from it. And he talks about in the message, letting off the pressure. He said there was a time, he said it was tooth for a tooth and eye for an eye. He said that what would happen if somebody had done something wrong, he said, and they needed to get, they were running from it and they knew they hadn't done it. They were innocent. He said they would run and they would run. And he said they would finally run into a place of refuge. He said that when they would get in that place of refuge, he said all the pressure would be let off of them. Amen. He said, but one thing they couldn't do was go in there and complain. Woo. They couldn't go in there and complain. They ought to be thankful. They ought to be happy that there's a place that they can get to. Listen, friends, we should never come through those doors complaining about this church. We should never go around complaining about our place of refuge. We should always be thankful that we've got a house of refuge to run to. Amen. Well, I can't understand why I can't get nobody to come to church and you never say anything good about it. Everything's always complaining, and I don't like this and I don't like that. You think somebody wants to come sit through that? I better go on. He says it just builds up more pressure. He says, I believe it's the enemy coming down and pressing. The only pressure that we should feel in this hour should not be from our brothers and sisters, but from the enemy. Amen. It should not be from one another. It should be from the enemy. I believe it's the devil, he says. And we know the coming of the Lord is at hand. And the Bible said in the last days, the devil would go about like a roaring lion. And if he could get you under pressure, hurrying, running over something, he says, you will make decisions that you wouldn't make if you'd sit down and think it over. He says the devil's trying to put so much pressure upon you that if you would take time and sit down and think it over with God, you wouldn't make the decisions that we make. Now let's have church tonight. Amen. We wouldn't be, amen, amen, if when the devil comes upon us in the middle of the day and he puts so much pressure upon us and we start saying, I'm not going to church tonight. This will be my last service. We ought to stop and sit down and take some time and think over what we're saying. Amen. You will make decisions that you wouldn't make if you'd sit down and think it over. And Satan is after this bride because we are a people of the covenant. He is after this bride because we are a people of the covenant. And what is a covenant? A covenant is an agreement. Do you believe that? A covenant is an agreement. So Brother Branham says like this. He said the bride is the covenant people. The bride is the covenant people. And I love how he puts on the end there, unconditionally. Amen. The bride is the covenant people unconditionally. He said, God called you out of the world, gave you the Holy Ghost, the seed of Abraham. You are tonight here with a blessed promise. The people of the covenant have benefits. They have privileges. And one of them is to say amen. One of them is to sing when the song leader's singing. Amen. The children of Israel, they were a people of the covenant. Amen. They were a people of an agreement. They were the people of the covenant. Brother Branham says, now our text starts off tonight with the covenant people way down in Egypt. So they were a covenant people, Brother Amos, but yet they were down in Egypt. But it did not change the covenant. It did not change the covenant. They were still a covenant people. He says, yet they were in there waiting on the word of God, which had been spoken by through Abraham, that there his seed would sojourn in this strange land for 400 years. But in such a long wait, so in the time of the delay, the people had got away from the real meaning. They had got away from the real meaning. He says, and wasn't looking for the day to come. So in the time of the delay, they had got away from the real meaning that God, Brother Jim, would send a deliverer. Amen. That God would send a prophet. They had got their mind off of that because the taskmasters has gotten so hard. Don't you realize, God, Laodicea and pressure's got so hard. They had got away from the real meaning and they wasn't looking for the day to come. And another thing we could say, they wasn't looking for it in the way that it did come. And that's what's the matter with us today. We got our minds set up on the way God's got to do things. Well, if God moves in this service tonight, every pew in the house will be full. Nonsense. Well, if God passes by my way, it'll be some. Listen, friends, we get in our mind how we think God's going to bless us. We get in our mind how we think God's going to move when we should come looking to the promise. Amen. When we should come looking to what God said. They wasn't looking for it in the way that it did come. He says it just the way we think He's going to do it. And usually we're wrong. Woo. So we get in our mind how God's going to bless us. We get in our mind how our deliverance is going to come. We get in our mind how God's going to do all these things. And He says, usually we're wrong. I say, God help me. I say, God help me tonight, God, to get my eyes off of what the world's doing, to get our eyes off of what people's saying, and get our eyes back on the promise. We may be, Brother West, in a time of delay. We may be in a time of hardships and struggles, but that does not change the fact that we are a people of the covenant. Amen. Hallelujah. It does not change the covenant. In my covenant says, I am the Lord that healeth all thy diseases. Amen. And the covenant hasn't changed. Amen. In my covenant says, I am the Lord that'll save from generation to generation. And it has not changed in the covenant. Amen. Glory. The covenant was unconditional. Amen. You know how people make covenants? I was talking to a guy the other day, and he said, I remember when I bought my first car. He said, I think I give $3,000 or $4,000 for it. He said, I went over and I talked to the guy, and the guy said, you want the car? And I said, yeah, I want the car. He said, well, then I'll come back and pick it up tomorrow and bring you the money. He said, well, can you pay me all once? He said, no, I'll make payments to you. He said, that's fine. He said, they shook on it. That was the agreement. But now to drive a $5,000 car off the lot, you got to sign 30,000 papers. Why? Because people no longer hold their word. Preach, Brother Andrew. People no longer hold their word has no value to them anymore. But I want you to know that men might change, that churches might change, that preachers might change. But my God said, I am the Lord and I will never change. My covenant is still good tonight. My atonement is still good tonight. If we go another 50 years, the covenant will still be good. Because we are a people of the covenant. Oh, I love this. They hadn't lost their covenant. They had lost their freedom. Woo! So they hadn't lost the covenant. They hadn't lost one word of what the covenant said. But Jackie, but they had lost their freedom. Oh, if we're not back to that time again. The seven seals are open and bondage running among us rampant. God sent a prophet. Come on, somebody. And people fall into homosexuality every day. The devil's trying to get you to see that. He's willing to say, hey, what's that message done for you? Look at so and so. They said they had the same thing you've got. What's it done for them? It might do the same thing for you. Oh no, I'm sorry, devil. I'm of a different seed. Amen. The people of the covenant were of the seed of God. And God said Abraham's seed would sojourn in a strange land for 400 years. But God still sent a deliverer. Amen. In order to be a people of the covenant, you got to be of the original seed. Amen. The original word, the original life, the original seed, Brother Joel, is what I believe. Amen. But you see what people's done is people's allowed the devil to talk them right out of their position. Whew. The devil's allowed them. The devil has talked right to them to say, hey, how do you know you're born again? How do you know you really got what you said you got? Oh, I just love to take the devil back to the church age book. Oh, Brother Andrew, I've heard you say this before. I know, but guess what? I'm going to say it again. The devil comes by and says, now you know that so-and-so got born again and they rolled in the floor. And so-and-so got born again, they cried around the altar. Well, so-and-so said they had it and they shouted up down the aisles. But what have you done? Oh, it's nothing I done. It was the placing of a predestinated seed of Almighty God there before the foundation of the world is the reason we are reborn. Amen. We are born. Brother Branham says, in non-seed there is nothing to quicken. If you've been predestinated, if you've got the seed of God in your soul, there ought to be a quickening power among us. There ought to be a resurrection life among us. This is not something that's coming. It's something that's here. Amen. Woo. How can you say you're born again because of a seed? Because God said so. How can you say you're going in a rapture because I am of the royal seed of Abraham? Woo! Preach, somebody. We'll get to it, Lord, in the morning. The Lord's not going to look and say, what tag have you got on you? Well, whose church do you go to? Well, who's your favorite preacher? What's your favorite tape? What's your favorite picture? He's looking for one thing. He's looking for the blood tag.
He's looking for the blood type. He's looking to see, have you been born again? Has the old man died? Has the new man come alive? In the midst of slavery, in the midst of confusion, in the midst of suffering, in the midst of agony, God placed God's grace. I love this. God's grace provided a deliverer. Brother Abraham says they hadn't lost their covenant. They had lost their freedom. They were slaves. But the covenant still lasted. Are you kidding me? You're down there working in, under those slave masters. And you've got enough nerve to tell me that you're still a people of the covenant? Yeah, I do. You know why? Because I got a revelation of it. I got a revelation of who I am. Have you got a revelation of who you are? Amen. In the midst of all that confusion, they could still say, I am the seed of Abraham. I've got a covenant. And there's no expiration date. Oh, hallelujah. In this day and time, we'll go to the store and buy a jug of milk. You know what amazed me? When it snows, everybody runs the store. It's almost like Black Friday. I mean, they're running down the aisles. I got to get to the milk. And you get there and there's two jugs left. But on that's got an expiration date on it. You know why? It had a beginning. I'll preach myself happy. I'll just sit there. Amen. It has an expiration date on it because it had a beginning, Brother Wes. Brother Bill, it had a beginning. And it's got an end. But the covenant, oh hallelujah. But the covenant, Brother Amos. But the bride has no expiration date. Because she never began and she will never end. Amen. Glory to God. We're not under an expiration date. We are under an eternal covenant with God. Glory to God. Amen. That's why every time I hear Brother Donnie say, you can tell the devil, when there is no more devil, I'll still be. I love it. You know why? Because that's who we are. And if you're wondering, there's not an expiration date on Pentecost either. I know a lot of message people wish there was. But there's not. Woo! Glory! There was an expiration date on Pentecostalism. Brother Branham said, brother, he said, what's happened? He said, Pentecost has died. She's dead. She denominated and went into a system. But he never one time said that original upper room experience, that original outpouring of the Holy Ghost was dead. It's alive and well tonight. Amen. Many people, they were bound. And one day, down there, when they were groaning and crying under the taskmasters of Egypt, God heard their cries. Amen. When they were down there and they were crying under those taskmasters, God heard their cries. And I want to reassure you tonight, God still hears our cry. God still hears a soul crying out tonight. I know a lot of message people don't, but God still does. God still hears a soul crying out, help me, Lord. I need grace, Lord. I need strength, God. I need mercy, God. I need my fire lit again, oh God. I need healing in my body. God still hears the people of the covenant because we are the bride. Amen. Many people around this message don't enjoy this message because they are bound with fetters of legalism. Amen. All this message is to them is a bunch of do's and don'ts.
dress this way, act this way, talk this way. Don't get quiet on me, friends. It's the truth. That's all it is to them. It's a bunch of laws. It's a bunch of doctrines. But friends, this message is more to the people of the covenant. Oh, hallelujah. This message is more to the people of the covenant because they know who they are. They know what they need. They know who their God is. Our God tonight is El Shaddai. Our God said you can come. You can draw healing. You can draw strength. You can draw comfort. Whatever you have need of tonight, come to El Shaddai and draw from Him. Amen. You can go to the bank ATM all day long and stand there and say, I'm a member of the bank. Woo! You can stand there all day long and say, I'm an upstanding member of Eastman Credit Union all day long. You can tell them, stand there and tell them who your pastor, I mean who your banker is. And you ain't going to get nothing. You know why? Because you don't have a card. Oh, hallelujah. But when you go through the provided way and you sign up and you get your card and you got some money in there, you can go anytime you want to and withdraw from the account because you've got a covenant with them. Woo! Our bank cards has got an expiration date on them, but my Holy Ghost don't. Glory, my Holy Ghost don't. And the sad thing is, many people are still under the slave and servant mentality. They're still under that slave mentality. They're still under that servant mentality. Oh, I'll never make it. I'll never be good enough. This just falls my lot in life. You're under the wrong mentality. Brother Branham said, you're not servants, you're sons and daughters. Brother Jim, we're not servants tonight. In one sense, it's almost like a paradox, church. We are servants to Christ, but in the same sense, we are children tonight. Hallelujah. We are sons. We are daughters. We are a people of the covenant. Harriet Tubman once said, I read this the other day and I loved it. She said, I freed 1,000 slaves through the Underground Railroad. And I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves. If they only would have recognized who they were. If they could only recognize this is not your lot in life. There has come a declaration. There has come an emancipation. There has come a voice that says you can go free. Now let's get out of Laodicea. What are the ministers of this message doing? We are crying saying, come on church. Get up out of the slums of Laodicea. Get up out of your doubt chair. Get on fire. You don't belong here. Galatians 4:28 says, now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of the promise. Amen. Woo. But as then he that was born after the flesh has persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. If we'll be honest tonight, our greatest hindrance coming to church is ourselves. Our sorry, stinking, rotten flesh, it's not saved. It's ourself that says, oh, it's Saturday and you've got a day of rest. Just enjoy your day. You can go in the morning. The pastor's out of town. You can miss a couple services. Amen. I'm going to, whoever said that. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman. I don't think we got that. Cast out the bondwoman. And don't just cast her out and keep all of her attributes back, but cast her son out also.
For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. Oh, hallelujah. For the son of the bondwoman, cast her out. It's time we go back to casting some things out. Oh, we're going to get quiet now. It's time we go to casting complexes out and casting attitudes out and casting pride out. Come on, somebody. And casting things that's holding us back in our walk with God. It's time to cast out the bondwoman and cast out her son also. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. We are not the children of the bondwoman, but we are the children, Brother Brad, of the free. I love this. Bondwoman means slave, means servant. But free woman means freeborn. See, people that get born under a legalistic idea of what the Holy Ghost is, they'll live that the rest of their walk until they get changed. If they shouted and they think that's the evidence, I've got the Holy Ghost, they'll go to church and they won't shout one service and they'll back up and say, I just don't have it because I didn't shout tonight. Or if their favorite singer was singing and sung them into it, well, they'll shout when he sings, but when he's not there, they'll back up and say, I don't know if I've got it or not. You're not born under the free word of God. You're born under a legalistic idea. But God said, I'm going to send a prophet to drive back legalism. Hallelujah. I'm going to send a prophet to drive back every idea and show you that the evidence of the Holy Ghost is receiving your word for the day. Hallelujah. Woo. There's something wrong with him. There he is. He should have escaped this message a long time ago. It's brainwashed him. You're right. It has. Glory, you're right. It's brainwashed me to the point I don't think like the devil thinks no more. I don't do what the devil wants me to do no more. You know why? Because I've been washed by the water of the word. Amen. Freeborn, one who's not a slave, of one who ceases to be a slave. Freed, unrestrained. In worship. Hey. Hey, amen. No, if we're going to amen everything, let's amen it all. Might as well. One who's not restrained, not bound by an obligation. Woo, glory. Woo. Not bound by an obligation. So you're not in spiritual debt tonight. Is this thing still working? Yeah. You're not in spiritual debt tonight. Somebody that's in debt's got an obligation to something. I remember I had a guy tell me one time, he said, down at the car garage, he said, I bought a new truck, and he said, just last week I paid that off. He said, I've never felt so free in all my life. He said, I'm out from under obligation anymore to it. Brother West, we'll just preach to each other. He says, I'm out from under debt. I'm out from under obligation to it. I don't have to worry about making a payment. Oh, hallelujah. And tonight, if the revelation of Jesus Christ could only lift your eyes up to see that the blood of Jesus Christ has set you free, this message has come and brought a pardon to your life. You're not bound no more. You ain't got a debt no more. You ain't got a spiritual obligation no more. We have been born of the free woman. We have been born of the Word. Free from obligation. Woo! Free from the yoke of the law. So you no longer endure salvation, but you enjoy it. It's no longer at 9:30, 10 o'clock, whenever you go to bed. Oh, I got to read my Bible. It's not that anymore. It's time to read the Word. Woo! It's time to read the Word. Oh, it's time to turn on the tape. We still do believe and listen to them, right? It's time to read a book. It's time to pray. Yeah, I ain't got to do it because I have to. I'm doing it because I want to. Because the sin shackle's been destroyed. The barrier of doubt has been destroyed. The barrier of unbelief has been destroyed. I'm doing this because I love to do it. Amen. Oh, I love this in the restoration of the bride tree. He said, Brother Andrew, how are you going to explain the difference in the bond woman and the free woman? Very easy. I'm not going to. I'm going to let Brother Branham do it. Just a few simple words. The free woman's children is going in the rapture. I don't think you caught that. The free woman's children is going in the rapture. You still ain't got it. The free woman's children, the ones that's no longer restrained, the ones that are no longer held back by their past, they're no longer held back by what the devil said they were. The blood of Jesus has set them free. They ain't got no more payment book to sin. The power of the Holy Ghost has been in their soul. They are the free woman. They are of the free woman. And they're going in the rapture not because they shouted, not because they danced, but because they were born to go in a rapture. Hallelujah. Amen. We take a rapture because we was born to take one. I've got the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost was made for me to have. I enjoy the victory because Christ gave me the victory. I enjoy healing when I need it because it's a part of the covenant. Amen. I'm a part of the covenant. Leave me alone. I'm happy. And it looks like some of y'all are realizing you're a part of the covenant. The free woman's children is going in the rapture. Can I go on just a bit farther? But Satan is anointing people. Yeah, he is annoying. Dedicate that to the devil tonight. You are annoying. You are a liar. You are a loser. You are the father of all lies. You're not a creator. You are a perverter. Hallelujah. You ain't going in a rapture because a rapture wasn't made for you to go in. It was made for me to go in. Amen. P.S. Happy Valley Church of Jesus Christ. Might as well dedicate it to him. In big bold letters, the devil's mailbox, because I don't want him to miss it. Oh, he's going to get one letter one day that he ain't going to be able to miss. You know why? Because you're going to be missing. Amen. This bride that's born to the free woman, she's going to be missing. Why? Because she came the way of the predestinated seed. She came the way of Melchizedek. She is after the order of Melchizedek. She's fixing a rapture out of here. Amen. I thought I'd give the devil a punch while I was ahead. Amen. No, I didn't say a little kick. Get off my property. Make me. Get off my property. Who's gonna make me? Get off of my joy. Get off of my nerves. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Get off of my house. Get off of my job. Get off my family, devil. Get off. Who's going to make me? Have you got proof? Yes, I do. I've got a seed inside of my soul that was quickened by the power of Almighty God. And I'm going to stand up and draw my sword. And if you don't want to leave on the count of three, I'm going to chase you out of here. 1, 3, get out of here. Amen. Amen. To down, the devil. Get off my property. You don't belong here. Woo! Satan has produced many barriers in this hour in which we live. Yokes of bondage, chains of past, fetters of scars, and all or ever one forms of barriers. But can I talk about a man for a few minutes before we close? They got under some pressure. I don't know about y'all, but I'm enjoying myself. Amen. Last time I came to church, last time I checked, we came to church to have church. There's some people look at the clock when they darken the door. When's this going to be over? How long's this going to last? Don't worry about it. Time shouldn't matter to us when we're slaying devils. Amen. Time shouldn't be a factor right now. I feel like God is bringing this bride to a spot that when the word comes forth and we begin to hear about who we are, we begin to hear about what seed gene we are of, it's like we step out of time and step over into eternity. Amen. It's like Mark 5:1. And then they came over into the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadareans. When he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the internets, among all the lies of the devil. Well, it's really tombs, but they're just dressed up tombs. There's still a tomb. When you uncover all those liars that say they no longer believe this message, when you uncover all that, you get down to a tomb. And no man could bind him. No, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains. And the chains, listen, these chains were on him. Listen, friends. We're out of the days of playing with just the devil. Come on. We're playing with spiritual powers. We're wrestling against spiritual principalities, against powers in high places. Because they had often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him. So this demon controlled him so much that when he would get a little feeling of, I think I'm free now, he could break the chains and go out and say, I'm free. But before the night was over, he was back in the chains. Amen. Before the weekend was over, he was back doing things he said he was set free from. Listen, the devil don't mind you to come here and get a little feeling tonight. If you come to the altar and the Holy Ghost falls on you and you shout a little bit and the devil sits back and says, oh, they shouted. He ain't scared of a shout. Pentecost has been shouting for years. Amen. He's not scared of you saying, oh, I got a little emotion. I got a little sensation. He's not scared of that, but he sure is scared when you find a revelation of who you are. Amen. And who your father is and what this message is and what this message stands for. He's scared to death and he ought to be. Amen. He ought to be scared of this bride. The chains had been plucked asunder by him and the fetters broken in pieces. But neither could anybody get along with him. No man could tame him. Listen, friends, this devil's not just he's not just one of the boys on the field here. Amen. Aren't you scared of the devil? Scared of the devil? When I've got this, and I've got 1,200 anointed messages, and I've got a church age book, and most of all, I got the Holy Ghost, Are you crazy? I ain't scared of the devil. I want to face the devil. I want to put this word in the devil's face and say, you are a liar. And in the midst of Satan's Eden, in the midst of confusion, somebody will live this message. And always night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. These demons, so persisting with Amos. I thought we started a war on hell tonight. What happened? I dumped Brother Fred Mullins this weekend. I got done. He walked up here and he said, I don't know about y'all, but we start a war on hell tonight. I thought, what? He said, we start a war on hell tonight. He said, I want somebody up here, start stomping your foot and let the devil know we're coming after you. Woo! And about five or six of the brothers in this church got up and they got to stomping their feet in rhythm except me because I ain't got none. And they got to stomping their feet, and before long they begin to sing that song, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Let me tell you something, chains went to falling. You know why? Because people recognize who they are in this hour, and we're no longer scared of the devil. Quit backing up to him. Quit letting him push you around. Stand your ground. One day way down in the land of Gadara. Oh my, I gotta hurry. No doubt a sociable, God-fearing citizen once lived. And he got out with the wrong crowd. That's what the devil was wanting you to do. Listen, friends, the devil in this hour has stepped his game up. He's not worried about pulling you out with the crowd that smokes and drinks and gambles and everything else. He wants to pull you out with that crowd that says, I don't know about this message. You need to check this out. And he got with the wrong crowd. Maybe just married and had two or three little kiddies, but he got mixed up in the wrong group. And that's where many young men and young women lose out, getting mixed up in the wrong group. The wrong associates. Amen. Don't mix yourself up, friends, with Laodicea. Come on, friends. I don't care if they do come in the name of religion and say, come follow me, come visit me. We don't have all those standards like that church up on the hill does. We don't have all, just come follow me. You stand your ground. You stand your ground and say, Christ died for me. I am a child of God. Abraham says, he says, and so one night they taken him out. Give him a drink. Oh, play a little game or do this or gamble a little. It won't hurt. Then the first devil entered him. He went home, had to tell his wife a lie. The second devil entered him. Pressure. Pressure. Do this. Do that. Try this. Just look and see if all this Tommy rot we've come up with about the message is good reading. Sorry, I ain't got time. You ain't got time. We got time to be reading this right here. And on till he was possessed with the legion and he had got beyond any help. That's what the devil wanted him to think. And the poor little fellow was drove out in the tombs. Did you ever notice the devil likes to dwell in tombs? The devil stayed around an old dead place. And that don't exclude churches either. He said it, I didn't. That devil stays around old dead places, and that don't exclude churches either. When they get colder, it's a devil's hangout. Boy, we got a lot of them around, don't we? Don't preach about the Holy Ghost moving among us. We don't want that. Oh yeah, there's people say they're above the Holy Ghost now. How you get above God himself, I don't know. And to be honest with you, Brother Amos, I really don't want to know. Because I'm just trying to get up to where he's at, not get above where he's at. No doubt pressures of his past drove him back to the chains of his past. Just give me a few more minutes, I promise I'll close. Instead of making things right, he continued on
until the pressure drove him to what looked like he was beyond help. He had changed churches and it didn't help. He had changed pastors and it didn't help. He had changed doctrines and it didn't help. But St. Mark 5. But when he saw Jesus afar off. Brother Branham said Jesus had been preaching all day, people pulling on him, discerning, and the gifts of God going in operation in his life. He said, there was a go. You imagine he got on that ship and said, you know what? It's time to rest a little bit. But that word in him heard that word in that man over there crying out. That word in Jesus heard that part of the word that was in that man, that soul crying out, God, I need help. Listen, friends, I pray to God the day never comes that we get so big and so prideful that we can't kneel at an altar and say, God, I need help. We think going to the altar in these days is a shame. It's not. Amen. God meets you where the altar's in your heart, but sometimes the devil wants to see if you really mean it, to step out and make a move for God. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. The Bible doesn't even say yet, Brother West, he'd been delivered. But you know what? That demon recognized deity. That demon recognized who it was. And he tried to hide behind religion. I thought we was going to preach tonight. That demon tried to hide behind religion. Oh, I'm okay. I'm holy. Look, I can worship. I can still shout and run the aisles. I can still clap my hands. I can still quote 1964 to 65. But that fear, that pressure was still hiding behind. Oh, God, are you hearing me tonight, friends? And cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God, thou hast torment me not. For he said unto them, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is a legion, for we are many. But my God is Jesus. And you might have 2,000, but we're 2 or 3 are gathered in his name. Oh, 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 hallelujah. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Where the sons of God is, where the daughters of God is, there is power in numbers. Oh, legion, you might have 2,000 devils, but my God's got a power of the Holy Ghost. And he'll destroy every system. He'll destroy every dark idea. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Look at this word barrier. Anything serving to obstruct passage or to maintain separation. Listen, friends, the devil's got a lot of spiritual barriers around us in this hour. It's separated fellowships. Come on, friends. It's separated homes. It's got division among us. And the devil stand behind it and said, keep going, keep going. But is there anybody among us tonight that's like this man that said, God, I've got a soul inside of me. I got a seed crying out for help. Oh, God, will you help me? Will you pass by my way? And Jesus still breaks every fetter. I love this part. For the sake of time, I'll just read this definition. Barrier, anything that separates or hinders union. Didn't I hear a message? The invisible union of the bride of Christ. Y'all just sit there. I'll have a spell. Amen. There is a power in this hour that has come to destroy every lie of the devil. If we walk out here tonight still bearing those chains of pressure, of the pressure of riches, of we've drove ourselves to the point, we're trying to get this and we're trying to get that to the point now that church has no value to us. Shake those fetters off tonight. If reading your Bible no longer has value to you, shake those fetters off tonight. The sound barrier is what we're going to break. The sound barrier, or the sonic barrier, is a popular term for the sudden increase in drag and other effects experienced by an aircraft or other object when it approaches supersonic speed. I'm glad when I read that today, it had as much effect on me as it did you. Exceeds supersonic speed. Do you know what that's saying? That we are a super race. We are a super people. Not this flesh, but the seed of God on the inside of us. We are a super race. I am told by aviators, and looking at the unseen, Brother Bram says, I am told by aviators who fly these here real fast jet planes. And they say that the plane getting up to a certain speed, that it vibrates and it shakes off the world. I added that in. And it seems like that bolts is going flying out of it. Oh dear God, since I started praying, since I started really dedicating my life to God, everything's shaking. Good. Good. Because there is a time that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. But when the shaking is over and the bride of Jesus Christ is still standing, that's all that matters, is when we're still standing. It seems like that the bolts is going to fly out. God, it seems like I'm losing my mind. Ain't got no joy no more. Ain't got no peace no more. Ain't got no victory no more. God, what's happening? But after they once passed that sound barrier, once they passed that voice barrier of all those liars, the plane just sails out knees when it passes the sound barrier. That's the obstacle that's in the way of the plane. And then it runs at ease. Oh, if the church of this day could ever pray till they pass the sin barrier and the unbelief barrier, they could shout the victory of a living God when they once passed that barrier by looking to the unseen and letting the world vibrate and do what it wants to do. Can you say amen? I said, can you say amen? If there's no limit to the speed the plane will go, there's no limits. Listen to this, if you don't get nothing else out of this, get this. If there's no limit to the speed the plane will go, there's no limits to the blessings that God will pour down upon a believer that'll believe. Brother Bill, that's me. That's you, church. Brother John, that's us tonight. We are the believer. We are the people, Brother Brett, of the covenant. We are the people. We are the seed of Abraham. We are the royal seed of Abraham. And I want the devil to know tonight, there is no limit to the blessings that God wants to pour out on Happy Valley tonight if we'll only break the sound barrier. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is no limit to what my God can do. As the musicians are coming. Revelation 4:1. After this I looked. I didn't say I was done. I just invited the musicians up. That's free of charge. After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither. Come up higher. Oh God. And I will show thee things which must be hereafter. I wrote this, in order to soar in heavenly places, we must be pressurized. Woo! Getting wound up, time to quit. We must be pressurized. Look at this word, pressurized. To confine the contents of under a pressure greater than of the outside atmosphere. Pressurized. To confine the contents of an under a pressure greater than that of the outside atmosphere. To apply pressure to design, to withstand pressure. So you know why you're still standing when everybody else is shaking? You were designed
to withstand pressure. Glory, you were designed to withstand pressure. I heard a scripture, I think it says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. This is the eagle age, the age of the fine eagle. Now, we ain't got no room for crows tonight on this next quote. He says, and if a crow tried to get up there, every feather would fall out of him. He's not pressurized to it. See, he couldn't stand the pressure, but the eagle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the eagle is the only bird that's born with that kind of a feather that can go so high till a hawk couldn't even come around him. And the higher you go, the further you see. Oh, hallelujah. The higher we go, the higher we fly. You know what's happened, friends? There's people that couldn't fly up there in the seventh seal. They had too many questions. They couldn't fly up there in the opening of the word. They had too many questions. They weren't pressurized. But you're just flying higher. And you're flying higher. Why? You are an eagle. Let the eagle steady your feet tonight and give God praise. We are pressurized tonight. Hallelujah. We are pressurized tonight to withstand this pressure. You're pressurized. You're pressurized tonight. You're pressurized. We're pressurized to withstand every ounce of pressure. Hallelujah. The crow can't fly up here. He's not pressurized to it. But the bride is. Oh. The bride is pressurized to find the heights that the world will never go. He gets to turn and he just can't quit. Do you love him tonight? Oh, do you love him tonight? I love this. Brother Bram says, I've always saw that little poem in my school book when I was a little boy up here on the road. Many of you men and women of my age remembers it. Sail on, sail on, and on. It says Christopher Columbus was given ships by the Queen of Spain because in his heart he saw a vision. Brother Andrew, why are you not quitting? Happy Valley, why are you not quitting? Because we've already been seen in the vision. We can't quit. Amen. We might not. The Bible says, lest there be a vision, the people perish. I believe we've got a vision. But I would rather see myself in the vision than having the vision. And the world was round and he had a way he could prove it. And he said he had nothing to do with it, but he was a man of vision. He believed it. When the ship was given him with a bunch of prisoners, he really had something to work with. With a bunch of prisoners, cowards, that was his church members. I'll hurry on. A bunch of pullbacks. I think I just found a good definition for a bunch of these liars that's left this message. A bunch of pullbacks. Brother Tim, they don't want to see us going on. They don't want to see you getting victory. Young people, they don't want to see young people in this hour living this message. They're a bunch of pullbacks, but you're out of the bride's reach, pullbacks. Amen. It was a bunch that was discouraged and tried to discourage him. And just a little while longer, listen what they would say to him. Just a little while longer and we'll drop off the world. A serpent will rise up from the bottom of the sea and wrap these little ships and pull us into the bottom. If you keep believing that message in just a little bit longer, you won't have no friends. In just a little bit longer, you won't have a church because they're going to see what we're saying. Pullbacks. Pullbacks. Cowards. Discouragers. Now say there, you preachers of the message. Now say you followers of the message. Now say there, brave rover. Say what will you say? He said, sell on. Hallelujah. He said, sail on, sail on, sail on. God give us men in the church like that. I don't care what the scientific world says. I don't care what the denominational world says. I take God at His word and sail on until you pass the barrier. Sail on, church. Sail on. Sail on. Don't turn around. Don't be like these bunch of pullbacks. Brother Harry, we gotta sail on. Oh, I gotta quit. Do you love Him? My, aren't you thankful for this message? I'm thankful for the revelation of this hour more than anything I've got. I'm sailing on. Is there anybody in here tonight that says, Lord, I want to sail on. I want to sail on past the pullbacks, God. I want to sail on past the discouragement. I want to sail on tonight, God. I see myself in the vision. I hear the word of the prophet. I'm going to sail on tonight. I'm going to lay aside every weight. I'm going to lay aside every sin. I'm going to lay aside every barrier that so easily besets us. And I'm going to sail on. What say you, bride? What say you, bride?
Sail on.
Don't go back.
No.
What'd you say again?
Sail on.
I think we'll just sail on then. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I think we'll sail on past doubt. I think we'll sail on past unbelief. Just sail on, bride. Just sail on. Let's bow our heads. Larry. Get ready to sing something for us, brother. Every head bowed, every eye closed, please. No one looking around. I don't know, friends, why that God would lay something this simple up on my heart, but yet I do. Because I believe He lays something up on the heart of the minister. Because it's on your heart. It's on His heart. It's not about the preacher tonight. It's about the all-knowing God that looked through time and said, I'm going to make them people down there in 2015 a covenant. And it's going to be an unbreakable covenant. So I ask you tonight, is the pressure hard? Is the pressure getting to the spot you're contemplating giving up? Please, just answers in your heart. I just want you to think about it tonight. Is the pressure getting so bad? Brother Branham said that pressure in that day was bow, satanic worship, or give you life. But the age of pressure in this hour is a pressure of riches. The pressure of soft living, nervous tensions. Can't handle nothing these days. Seems like a drop of a hat. Everybody just throws up their hands and quits. But God so desires tonight to pull us beyond that. God so desires tonight to pull us on beyond the pullbacks, beyond the cowards, beyond the discouragers. God desires to pull us into that level of flying like the eagle, because after all, we are eagles tonight. Heavenly Father, I want to thank You tonight, dear God. I want to thank You, Lord, for speaking to my heart tonight, Lord. To see, Lord, that all this discouragement and all these people turning around and all these people growing cold on You, God. All these people saying, Brother Branham was a false prophet and you're following a false message and all these bunch of liars. I want to thank You tonight, dear God, for giving me wings. I want to thank You tonight, dear God. It's nothing I've done on my own, oh Lord. But God, I want to thank You for putting feathers in me, so to speak, God. That, Lord, the crow can get up there and call, 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 and go on, and he'll fall out because he's not pressurized. But, Lord, I want to thank You for lifting me up
and giving me wings and giving me the Holy Ghost, Lord, and placing a seed gene of God down on the inside of my soul, that no matter what the devil would try to pull me through, Lord, that seed gene rallies on the inside of my soul and says, you can make it. When we get ready to throw our hands down, oh God, that little seed on the inside goes to crying out, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Don't you realize the Lord is trying to bring you under pressure? He's trying to put that pressure inside of your soul that's greater than that pressure on your flesh. To where the more pressure on the inside, the higher you can lift above the pressure of this world. Hallelujah! I want to thank you tonight for it, dear God. God, if there be anybody here tonight, Lord, that would find themselves in that position of pressure, Lord. Those fetters that's so bound them, Lord. They don't enjoy church no more. They don't enjoy this message no more, God. It's just so much pressure, Lord. And many times, God, it's like your prophet said, it's not that we're backslid, God. We've just lost sight of you. Lord, I want to ask you tonight, God, to pass by this church, Lord, and restore my sight. Restore our vision, oh God. Lord, if the world's tried to muddle up our eyes, God, just, Lord, take your word and just wipe the spiritual layout of see a sleep out of our eyes, Lord, that we can see you, that we can see who we are, oh God. That we can do as Paul said, lay aside every sin, every weight, every pressure, every burden. Lord, may we come tonight, God, to the foot of the cross, oh God, and lay everything we are down to you tonight, God. May we surrender wills, Lord. May we surrender ambitions, oh God. May we surrender desires, Father, that's pulling us from your house, Lord. That desire, that little besetting sin, oh God, that the devil so puts upon us and says, this is your yoke, this is your bondage. You'll never overcome that. May we come to the cross tonight of Calvary and let the blood of Jesus drop down upon us, because, Lord, that blood will set every sin shackle free, oh God. Jesus, we know you still break every fetter. And for that, I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for breaking every fetter. Oh, hallelujah. Can we just worship him some tonight, friends? The word's gone forth. I pray something was said that would help you tonight to see who you are in the word. That little fetter that's trying to hold you, that little shackle, that little yoke, that little bondage, that you could rise tonight to your position. You could shake it off tonight. You could look into the sky and say, God, I'm an eagle. I'm in the age of the flying eagle, oh God. The pressure's so hard. Lord, I just can't take it no more. And God is calling to you. He's calling to you. He's drawing at your heart. Come to me tonight. Come to the house of refuge. Come to the house of refuge tonight. Come, lay it all down at my feet. Come tonight. Lord, our faith looks unto thee tonight, oh God. Lord, help us to break past the sound barrier tonight, God. Lord, that sound barrier that might be even trying to roar in our ears right now and says, oh, it's a hopeless case. You'll never make it. You're hopeless. Lord, no doubt that old lying devil tried to pass by that man, the maniac of Gadara, and say, you're a hopeless case. You'll never make it. You'll never be set free. But there was still that seed of God. There was still that soul there crying, oh, God, I need help. We're calling on you tonight, God. Pass by Happy Valley tonight, oh Lord. Lord, no doubt while many others are calling upon you tonight, God, pass by our way, Lord. Let's worship him tonight, friends. Brother Harry, sing something. Let's don't be in a hurry. I'm sorry if I preach too long, forgive me. But let's just take a minute and let some shackles fall. Let's just take a minute, let some chains of doubt, some chains of discouragement, that shaking of a world that's been upon us so hard that we feel like we're just gonna quit. Listen, friends, the devil was trying to drive that man to suicide. The devil's so anointing, and it's a reality in this hour that young people actually, or people, anybody, Brother Harry, they'll actually cut themselves, inflicting pain to try to relieve pain. I don't know why I feel led to tell this testimony, but if it's okay, I'm going to. I was up in a meeting one time in North Carolina, and a girl came up in the prayer line, and we were just standing there praying. It was a young people's service. I never will forget it. She came up and she had her head down like this, and she had her arms like this. And I said, what do you need, sister? And she just started crying and screaming. She said, Brother Andrew, I'm so bound with a spirit of depression. I'm so bound with a spirit of worthlessness and feeling like I'm nothing that I've actually started cutting myself. Oh, you're trying to scare people? No. No, get that out of your mind. I said, do you believe God can heal you? She said, yeah. But you won't believe it, but the devil so possessed me before I come to church. He told me there's no need in even going. And she said, I went in there and tried to kill myself. And I said, sister, that's a demon lying to you. Amen. Friends, that ain't time for Dr. Dobson's psychology. That's time to take the word of God and stand toe-to-toe with the devil and say, devil, you are a liar. And we begin to pray. And she lifted up her hands and she began to scream and cry out in the presence of God. And a couple of years later, I saw her and she came up to me and she said, God healed my scars. God healed my scars and God delivered me. That's the God I serve tonight, friends. That's the God, Brother Brett, that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as a matter of fact, that is the God that is right here tonight. Sing something, Brother Harry. Let's worship Him for a minute, can we? Let's surrender our all to Him tonight. Let's lift our hands in His presence. Why don't we just talk to Him for a minute?
I was so
hallelujah.
Bound up.
Yes, Lord.
My life was
tonight,
so
God. Destroy yokes, Lord. Destroy fetters tonight, God. Destroy shackles, Lord. Destroy doubt, Father. Come tonight, God.
Chains cannot hold me.
Yes, Lord.
Confused.
Yes, Lord.
So lonely. So shackled with sin.
Yes, Lord. Let's worship Him, friend.
Who is that coming from the other side of the sea? His eyes of compassion.
Yes, Lord. We worship Him.
They're piercing to me. Oh, Legion, you had me by. So long, the morning has broken. I'll sing victory song.
Hallelujah.
Cause there's no one greater than Jesus. Oh, there's no one greater than Jesus. Talk of conversation, my multiple relations.
Yes, dear God.
So
yes,
shackled with sin.
Shackled with sin, oh Father. But then Jesus passed by our
way. And at noonday, as the sun was going down,
hallelujah.
I hid my face from
glory to God.
Embarrassment.
Glory to God.
My life stopped so fast. There was Messiah sitting on the well. My story of life, He began to tell. Soul, I can't hold it.
why don't you worship him a little bit? Why don't we exalt his name a few minutes? Why don't we lift him up for a few moments tonight? There's still power here tonight. Brother Branham told that story that time. He said, I was in that dream, and I might not quote it verbatim, but forgive me, it just came to my heart. He said, I was in that dream that night, or that vision, and he said, I seen these people, and they were so bound in shackles. They were so bound. We got to get out of our mind that it's always sin shackles. It's not that we backslid. It could be shackles of doubt. Shackles of discouragement. But he said, I seen them people, and he said they were in those shackles, and he said, I tried my best, Brother West, to get over there and to help them, but I couldn't. I wasn't strong enough. And he said, I was praying, Lord, what can I do? And a voice cried out of him, house of hell, give way to the name of Jesus. Amen. House of hell, give way to the name of Jesus. And he said the shackles begin to fall. Brother, sister, that same God is here tonight. House of hell, give way to the name of Jesus Christ. It's not my name. It's no preacher's name. It's the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. At the name of Jesus, every tongue will confess. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Andrew, I'm in a hurry. I'm sorry. God bless you. We'll see you in the morning. I just love when His presence comes near. I just want to worship Him tonight, friends. I just want to exalt Him tonight. Can we just worship Him a little bit longer? If you need prayer tonight, come. I'm willing to pray for you. There's men of God here that'll lay their hands on you and believe that God can set you free. Don't pack those shackles out again tonight. Don't pack that doubt out again tonight. Lay it at the altar of Jesus. I wonder if you'd sing that, what a mighty God Jesus is. Can we just sing one more song? If you need prayer tonight, come. Sickness in your body, whatever. He's here tonight. He'll destroy the shackle. You know what? The Bible says that the burden shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Does it not say that? That's not an anointing of an emotion. Amen. That's not the anointing of a feeling. That is the anointing of the Word of God. What did Jesus say? The anointing is upon me to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I know people don't believe St. Mark 16 is in action anymore, but I still do. They shall cast out devils and they shall go free. Who the Lord sets free is free. And he didn't say they'll break the yoke, Brother West, but he said that the anointing would destroy the yoke. Anything that's broken can be fixed, but anything that's destroyed is beyond help. I'd love to see that devil tonight have to come by and pack up all of his yokes. Pack up all of his fetters. Pack up all that he's balanced with and pack him out here like a whip dog. Because that's what he is tonight. I said that's what he is tonight. He is among us tonight. The king is in the camp. The shout of victory is in the camp.
What a mighty God Jesus is.
Spirit,
in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, Thou art welcome in this place.
I hear this song right here. I was on the verge of just giving over. Help me sing it. The strength within myself just wasn't there. And I was on the verge of simply giving over. Listen. The strength within myself just wasn't there. But something keeps holding me every day. Helping me faithfully to overcome each every trial, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. It's a reality because something keeps holding me. Is it you? Satan lay before me this temptation to go back out into the world. And it was his desire to steal away my faith, my joy, my hope. But I have found in time, if I stay in the Word of God, He'll give me just what I need to keep me in this place. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me to overcome my trials. Guiding me. He's my reality because Jesus is holding me. Now I was on the verge. The pull I felt was more than I could bear.
Y'all help me sing this.
And I was right on that line of simply giving over and giving over to the devil. Strength just one day. Is he holding you, saints? Is he holding you?
is He giving you victory? Overcome each and every time.
Guiding me constantly,
giving me victory. He's my reality. Jesus is holding me. He's my reality. He's my reality, because something keeps holding me. He is my victory, because something keeps holding me. He's my reality, because something keeps holding me. I'm so glad about it. I'm so glad about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. Got joy, 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 joy down in my soul. For Jesus made everything right. I gave Him my old tattered garments. You know what He did? He gave me a robe pure and white. And I'm feasting today on the revealed word of God. And that's why I'm happy tonight. Sing it with me. Oh, the windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. You know what He did? He put joy, 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 joy down in my heart. For Jesus made everything right. I gave Him my old tattered garments. He turned around and He gave me a robe pure white. And I'm feasting today on the revealed word of God. And that's why I'm happy tonight. Let's sing it this way. Listen. Oh, now that's why I'm happy. That's why I'm happy. That's why I'm happy tonight. I've got joy, 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 joy down in my heart. For Jesus made everything right. I gave Him my old self, the old self who I was, and He gave me a robe pure white. And I'm feasting today on this manner. And that's why I'm happy tonight. Oh, the windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. Got joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Since Jesus made everything right, I gave Him my old tattered garments. Some of y'all don't believe this. He gave me a robe pure white. And I'm feasting today on the revealed word of God. That's why I'm happy tonight. That's why I'm happy. Oh, now. That's why I'm... Are you happy? Are you happy? I got joy, joy down in my heart. For Jesus made everything right. I gave Him my whole tattered garment. You're wise.
demands.
Keep going. Oh. That's alright. Are you happy? Y'all go if you want to. Go ahead.
Be tonight. Got joy, 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 joy down in my heart. For Jesus made everything.
11 o'clock in the morning.
I gave him my old tattered garments. He gave me, oh, that was why. And I'm feasting today on the revealed good word of God. And that's why I'm happy tonight. Joy, 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 joy down in my heart. For Jesus made everything right. So I gave him my own kind of garment.